بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم صدق الله العلي العظيم And today in the whole world people are looking for peace of mind, tranquility and depression is a very very common problem in the world. Every single person, or a majority of the people, a person finds suffering from depression, more so in the first world countries where people are supposed to be very advanced, very progressive. They have got everything of dunya, everything of worldly things. But unfortunately, they are suffering through this depression. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being, huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being who can send down sakina. Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions one beautiful poem. He says that if sakina was found from the ground, under the ground, like how petrol was found, then the people of dunya would have taken their machinery and they would have gone to the depths of the ground and pulled out the sakina, this peace of mind, tranquility, and they would have sold it to the people. But the only one who is in control of sakina, peace of mind, tranquility, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the one who sends down sakina. And where does he send sakina? Which inshallah we will explain now what's the meaning of sakina. Fi qulubi al-mu'minin. As it says that the airport, wherever a person is for the aeroplane, you are sending something down. So it is coming down, it has to come onto an airport. So the airport of sakina, the airport of this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hearts of the believers. This is the airport where it lands. And a person must not destroy the airport. For example, a person destroys the airport by giving the heart to somebody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person engages in guna and sin. A person loses his the heart, he gives it to ghayrullah, those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a love affair, he is looking at haram things. So in this way here, he is destroying the peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. As it says here, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَ. He, Allah ta'ala, is the one who sends down sakina. What is the meaning of sakina, which the whole world is looking for? You see, it goes from Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi and Ruh al-Ma'ani, who says, سَكِينَ هِيَ نُورٌ يَسْتَقِرُّ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Sakina is a light which becomes firmly established in the heart of a person. Every single person is looking for light, no one looks for darkness. And a person feels comfortable in light. If a person is in a room, it's completely dark, the person becomes afraid. The person doesn't know now, must he go front, must he go back? He doesn't know what to do at all. So this sakina which Allah Ta'ala sends into a person's heart is a light for a person. It takes the person out of darkness. And this is a spiritual light. As we need physical light in this world. So a person can walk straight, a person can be saved from many, many evils. A person can be saved from halakat and destruction. A person needs light. So to a greater extent, we need spiritual light. The heart, light which is in the heart of a person. Then a person can see the right things from the wrong things. He can see that this is haram, this is halal. He can see that this is the right way, this is the wrong way. Many, many times a person even knows, he's got the knowledge of it. But still too, he doesn't have the strength and the ability and the courage to stay away from sin. When he has got this light now, very very easily a person, Allah Ta'ala gives him the power, the strength and the taqat, that now a person can easily stay away from sin. So this is a light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart of a believer. And what happens when the person has this light? وَيَزْبُتُ بِهِ التَّوَجُّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. By the barakat and the blessings of this light, a person's attention is always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every condition, even if he wants to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which our buzrugs refer to as nisbat al-khasta. One is a nisbat, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which every single person has, every believer has. When he says la ilaha illallah, a nisbat and connection is built up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got nisbat. All of us, we are believers. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not sufficient. A person needs nisbat al-khasta, a special friendship, a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all conditions, in all occasions, a person's heart is immediately turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is walking on the street, a beautiful girl is walking past him. Now his desire is to look at her, but immediately his mind goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? Immediately he lowers his gaze. A person becomes angry, and he becomes upset, and now he wants to vent his anger and frustration at somebody. He wants to take it out. At that moment, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got more power over me than I've got power over this person. Immediately his mind and attention goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is doing a certain action, now he's doing it for name and fame, but immediately his attention goes that Allah is watching me, Allah will reward me. So immediately his mind turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all conditions in a person's life, with this quality has to come within a person, which is called nisbat, which is called nisbat al-khasa, a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where will this connection come? When a person has the sakina, which Allah ta'ala puts into the heart of a believer. وَيَزْبُتُ بِهِ التَّوَجُّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. At all times a person's tawajjuh and connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third great benefit is of this light which comes in a person's heart, وَيَتَخَلَّسُ مِنَ الطَّيْشِ. And a person is saved, and a person is free from all kinds of depression, from all kinds of worries, from all kinds of anxieties. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it into his heart. Hazrat Abdul Hamid sallallahu barakatuh mentioned the other day, he says that there are many, many rich people. They are multi-millionaires, they've got so much of money. They are outwardly free. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that powerful being who can make them jailed up in spite of having all of that wealth. They've got everything of this dunya, but they are still jailed up. And there can be another person who is locked up in jail. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make his heart free, Allah ta'ala can make that person's heart free. He is completely happy. He's got no worries at all. As Abu Zurghani Deen say, that if the people of the world, the kings of the world, knew the enjoyment Allah has placed in our hearts, they would have actually taken out their swords and tried to kill us to try to attain that enjoyment and that happiness in the heart. That they are free from parashani and worries. If any difficulty comes them also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their heart free from worry, free from the gham and depression, free from that worry and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after that heart. So these are great, great bounties. Allah ta'ala is that being only who can send down that sakina, the peace of mind, that nur, which comes in a person's heart, and by which a person's attention is always turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person is free from depression. Now, how will a person get this sakina? How will he get this great bounty? So one very, very easy way, which comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. When a people gather together to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any nation, any group of people, they are sitting together and they are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they will do so, إلا حفتهم الملائكة, there are four great benefits that those people will attain. The first one is that the angels will come down and they will surround this gathering. Human beings are made of sand, they are made of dirt, and the angels are nuri, they are made of light. But they actually come and they want to sit in the sohbat, in the company of those people who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those sitting together and making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they will come down and they will sit in the sohbat of those people, in the company of those people, automatically whatever qualities are found in those angels, they are being transferred to the people. That is why we are always encouraged. A person must stay in the company in the masjid. In the month of Ramadan, a person comes to i'tikaf. One great benefit is, when a person is sitting in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are angels all around, then the qualities of the angels rub off onto the human beings. So the angels have got a few great qualities. One is their shock and the desire for ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is sitting in the company of the angels, the shock and they are making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, and the angels are surrounding them, then the shock of ibadat increases. The person gets more desire to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another quality which the angels have got is that they never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum. So this quality eventually comes into a person. I cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when the angels will come and sit in the company of those people. Slowly, slowly this quality will come into a person of the angelic qualities. And the akhlaq and character of the angels also will come into a human being. Then the second great benefit is when people are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نزلت عليهم حفتهم خشيتهم الرحمة, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy envelops them, it encompasses them. And Hazrat says that like a mother, she takes a child and she hugs her child, how much of love she has got for her child. And then even she goes more further, she takes a head sometimes and she puts it over the child, showing her love for her child. And an even greater level than this is when sometimes she takes a chadar and a covering and she covers the child completely. Ghashiyah, this is the meaning of ghashiyah, to completely encompass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely encompasses a person who is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, ghashiyatumur rahmah, Allah's rahmat and mercy encompasses that person. One great benefit of having the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, which comes in the hadith, Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi. Oh Allah, have rahmat on me. Shower your rahmat and your special mercy upon me. How? By the abstaining of guna, bitarkil ma'asi. When a person will leave out guna and sin, he shows he has come under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is sending down his mercy, this inshallah will help a person, strengthen a person to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay away from sin. Many, many people say, I can't stay away from sin. I just got this desire and this inclination in myself to do guna and sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down this mercy, and a person is safe from sin. Third great benefit is Nazalat alayhi mustakina. The sakina which we mentioned in the beginning, this Allah Ta'ala sends it down. And now a person is, he gets all those great benefits. That nur is coming in the person's heart, and the person is safe from depression, and the person's attention is always turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth great benefit is وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes zikr, and Allah ta'ala remembers that person in a gathering by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers a person individually alone. But when a person makes the zikr of Allah ta'ala in a group, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the istima' in the heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls, which the Mullah Al-Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, in the arwah al-mursaleen wal-malaikat al-muqarrabeen, by the rules of the Anbiya, not the Anbiya alayhi muslim, by the Rasuls, Allah ta'ala makes the istima' and gathering of the Anbiya, of the Rasuls, the very very close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those angels which are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has a gathering and istima'. And Allah Ta'ala says, my Banda is remembering me in the world. This gathering of people, I am remembering you in the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has his istima and his gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes zikr of that person. Allah honors those people. So great, great benefits a person will acquire just by sitting together and making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a few minutes a day, a person must take out some time. We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is individually, a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are great, great benefits. And one is istima'i torpor. In a gathering, a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are great other benefits because of this year. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we will read Surah Yasin Sharif. This is also the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sitting together, making the zikr of Allah ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah. A person making tilawat of Quran Sharif, all sitting together. These are all the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by means of this year, a person will get these great, great benefits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, all of us, tawfiq and ability to always take out some time daily to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to acquire these great, great benefits.